Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a special discussion on Operation Sindoor underway in Lok Sabha. The participants are Vinay Kumar, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Good evening, listeners. In today's Spotlight, we will be discussing the ongoing 16-hour special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Lok Sabha. Operation Sindoor, launched on May 7, marks India's response to the 22nd April terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, which claimed 26 lives, mostly tourists. In this military operation, Indian Armed Forces launched precision strikes, hitting 9 terrorist infrastructure targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh delivered opening remarks in Parliament and said India halted its military action against Pakistan in May as it achieved all its political and military objectives. To throw light on the various issues being discussed today with respect to Operation Sindoor in Parliament, we have with us political analyst Vinay Kumar in the studio. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So, Vinayji, there is this discussion which is going on Operation Sindoor, and Defence Minister, he opened the discussion and he really highlighted how important this was for the country to combat terrorism and also the success that it achieved. How important do you feel this discussion is in the context of the fact that terrorism is an ongoing challenge?
Yeah, Sunuji, as we know that opposition has been demanding from the government that there should be a comprehensive discussion on Operation Sindoor and foreign policy in both the houses of parliament. So the government, after deliberations, the government agreed to have discussion, and 16-hour discussion we are seeing now in Lok Sabha, which will continue till late tonight. And what Defence Minister Mr. Rajnath Singh said in his, while initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha, he not only gave the details of Operation Sindoor, but also stressed the point that India is not that country which is going to tolerate cross-border terrorism coming from Pakistan, and Pakistan will have to pay a price for this. And it is not the earlier times that terrorists will come, cross over, kill people here and go back. And this has been evidently, you know, very clear in Modi government's policies, as we saw 2016 surgical strikes, then Balakot strikes we saw, counter-terror operations all. And this time Operation Sindoor, where we hit, our forces hit Pakistan far and wide, and also their air bases. So that is why Defence Minister stressed that all the politico-military objectives of Operation Sindoor have been achieved. But he also stressed that it has been paused. Indian forces remain on alert against such attempts to thwart such attempts to fanning cross-border terrorism.
In fact, in this context, let's hear what Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had to say about the dangers of Pakistan nurturing terror on its soil.
पाकिस्तान की नीति और चरित्र को लेकर कोई भ्रम नहीं रहना चाहिए। यह एक ऐसा देश है जो वैश्विक आतंकवाद की नर्सरी है और उन्होंने इसको अपनी स्टेट पॉलिसी का भी एक आधार बनाया हुआ है। अध्यक्ष महोदय, मैं लोकतंत्र के मंदिर में खड़े होकर यह बात कह रहा हूँ कि भारत को 1000 ककच देने का सपना पालने वालों को नींद से जग जाना चाहिए। यह मोदी जी के नेतृत्व वाला नया भारत है जो आतंकवाद के खिलाफ किसी हद तक जाता है।
So what would you say, you know, about the fact that the government of India took such a, Indian Armed Forces took such a mature approach, and escalation was never our, aim. Our aim was fight against terrorism. This is something which all the spokesperson of the government have been, emphasizing all through. How important is this?
And Sunuji, this is what Defence Minister Mr. Rajnath Singh also stressed in his opening statement while initiating the discussion, that the objective was not to capture the territory, because some opposition members also said that we could have gone on and occupied the liberated Pakistan occupied Kashmir. So in his opening remarks he said that that was not the objective, that we capture the territory. The objective was to hit the terror bases from where these he referred to the nursery of terrorism in Pakistan. And he also said, while commenting upon the policy, state policy of Pakistan to nurture terrorism, that talks and terror cannot go together. That was, I think, a very well-stressed point in Mr. Rajnath Singh's statement.
Absolutely. In fact, he very succinctly, outlined the action taken on May 7 during Operation Sindoor and how it targeted the terror infrastructure operating from on Pakistan soil. Let's see what he said about it.
पाकिस्तान और पाक ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर में भारत के खिलाफ आतंकी गतिविधियों से जुड़े 9 स्थानों को निशाना बनाया गया. इनमें से 7 आतंकी शिविरों को भारतीय सेना ने पूरी तरह से नष्ट कर दिया था, जबकि भारतीय वायु सेना ने मुरीद के और बहावलपुर को नष्ट नाबूद किया, जो लश्कर ए तोयबा और जैश ए मोहम्मद के केंद्र है. जानकर पूरे सदन को प्रसन्नता होगी कि विद इन 22 मिनट्स पूरा ऑपरेशन समाप्त और हमने आतंकवादियों को उनके घर में घुस.
So this is very important, that the action which was taken after the ceasefire, where delegations were sent to various countries and they conveyed the message that this is a common fight against terror. How important was this step? Because this has also been highlighted in today's discussion.
Yeah, because we saw, the Pakistan getting support of some countries, and India's foreign diplomacy was unveiled by Prime Minister Modi, who decided that, in all leading world capitals, our delegations should go, parliamentary delegations. And these are all party delegations. Members from all the political parties participated in, were part of these delegations who went abroad. And they stressed the point that Pakistan has been, fanning this cross-border terrorism, encouraging this from across the border, and later on being in denial mode.
So let's listen to what the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, said, how he outlined how foreign policy and diplomatic policy was used to send an important, strong and clear message about serious consequences of terrorism.
It was important to send a clear, strong and resolute message after the Pahalgam attack. Our red lines had been crossed, and we had to make it very apparent that there would be serious consequences. As a result, the first step which was taken was that a meeting of the Cabinet Committee of Security took place on the 23rd of April. And that meeting decided that, one, the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. Two, the integrated checkpost, Atari, would be closed with immediate effect. Three, Pakistani nationals who are traveling under SAARC visa exemption scheme will no longer be allowed to do that. Four, the defense, naval and air advisors of the Pakistani High Commission would be declared persona non grata. And five, the overall strength of the High Commission would be brought down to 30 from the number of 55. It was very clear, Honorable Speaker, sir, that after this first set of steps approved by the Cabinet Committee on Security, that India's response to the Pahalgam attack will not stop there.
So these were very strong non-military actions taken, which had the desired effect. The initial response was registered. Another aspect in response to questions today over Donald Trump's claim of ceasefire mediation between India and Pakistan, Dr. Jayashankar said that no third country was involved in the ceasefire understanding and no trade offers were used. In fact, he really clarified that there was no call between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President between April 22 and June 17. How important was this, clarification? How necessary was this?
This has been one of the major planks of opposition parties in criticizing the government and seeking clarifications from the government, that U.S. President Mr. Donald Trump has said at least 25 to 26 times in the recent past that it was he who mediated the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. So Mr. Jaishankar, as External Affairs Minister, was very emphatic in telling the House that it was no third party was involved, and in fact there was no telephonic talk between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump. It was, and Defense Minister also clarified in his statement, that it was only when India agreed to have DGMO level talks, Director General of Military Operations, only then India agreed to the ceasefire. And Mr. Rajnath Singh also said that, you know, the Pakistan was under tremendous stress and pressure after the Indian strikes destroyed 9 terror bases there, and also struck deep into the Muridki and Bahawalpur. Mind you, this was the first time that the Indian Air Force launched these attacks deep in Punjab, where Pakistan could had never imagined that such kind of precision strikes will be carried out by Indian armed forces. So it was only then that when the two DGMOs talk and Pakistani DGMO initiated this process that India agreed to the ceasefire.
And External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, today while addressing the parliament, he said the challenge of cross-border terrorism continues. But after Operation Sindoor, this has attained a new dimension, a new normal. In fact, let's hear what he said about it.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. One, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. Two, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. Three, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. Four, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
So you think this is a very strong stand and strong position that the External Affairs Minister has outlined, you know, where it's not business as usual as long as there is terror.
And Sunuji, very, very rightly you pointed out, because Pakistan has been, you know, rallying in its attempts that, you know, this was a low cost proxy war. And we know what happened in Kargil. After that, you know, when President Ziaul Haq was leading the country, he had this theory of, you know, the 1,000 cuts, which the Mr. Rajnath Singh and Mr. Jaishankar, both of them, they refer to. Then India will not yield to such, you know, the misdemeanor from across the border. And as he pointed out, the 5 points included also calling the nuclear bluff, which was very effectively called off by, put on match by the Indian armed forces when they struck during Operation Sindoor. And we have, on the last couple of occasions also, when we launched surgical strikes and Operation Balakot, in Balakot also, this was amply clear that India is not going to tolerate this. And both Defense Minister and External Affairs Minister pointed out that, you know, terror and talks, good neighborly relations if you want, stop supporting, you know, terror infrastructure. Having nurseries of terrorists. In Kargil also, we had seen the same thing, that Pakistani armed forces were there as infiltrators. So this should stop. There is a cost which you will pay. And this was amply clear when our Navy was on alert. We could have struck it in Karachi. We could have, dealt more harm to Pakistan. But as Defense Minister said, the aim was not to capture any, you know, territory of Pakistan. And we did not, our strikes, the precision strikes were such that it aimed only on those terror infrastructure and terrorist training centers in Pakistan. No civilian was aimed at. That was the highlight of Operation Sindoor.
So thank you so much for this discussion and telling us how zero tolerance for terrorism is the new stand of India. Thank you.
You were listening to a special discussion on Operation Sindoor underway in Lok Sabha. The participants were Vinay Kumar, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.